Nick Kissing.
Yeah, I'm on my day, man.
Okay, so I was telling the listeners that you made a post yesterday, and it's got a lot of people worried, concerned. You know, you're talking about you're worried about going on the road. I'm going to read exactly what you put on your Facebook. You said, being held up at gunpoint is not a nice thing, but seeing the gunpoint at your family face is a serious thing. Father God is a real deal. What happened?
Nikki, just coming from a studio and all that, you know, and drive, come up to my house, and then I park up the vehicle because the type of gate where I have, the gate is like a slide gate. So my son came out to help me open the gate, and then I saw a car came coming up, but the car wasn't then looking like, you know, it was a white car, and the car just coming up, but it passed me, because normally to how I drive my vehicle in, I have to like curve, like a C curve going the out.
Yeah,
going the yard. So my vehicle would have blocked the road, because the road is kind of small. Yeah, kind of narrow.
Yeah.
So when the vehicle passed behind me and go up the road, in the scheme, because it's a one way in, one way out. So I never saw when the vehicle turned back yet. So I get out of the van and then to open the gate. And at the time, the vehicle just came back down. And then the person come out, the gunman come out of the back door. So it's like two of them, but he was in the back seat. So he came out of the back door and he just pointed the gun at me.
Oh,
I just shout out, yo.
Did this face even look familiar to you?
No, I'm mass up everything. So I said, don't shoot. But you know my advice loud already. So
very loud.
I'm going to say, yo, don't shoot. And then point the gun and he must go in the van. And just drive away. The white car was in front.
Yeah.
Lead him out and he will drive out. Yeah, man. But he's a professional, you know.
Why do you think?
It's not like him handshaking or anything like that.
Wait, what exactly was he trying to get?
He wasn't trying to get anything. That was a vehicle I'm coming for, you know, because it's a thing where I go on in Jamaica a while now when you park up at your gate and people just come out and just take your vehicle.
So it's the car he's trying to steal?
Yeah, is a van them come for? Yeah, definitely.
Just the car. Oh my gosh!
But my laptop and my other two cell phones and my KFC chicken was in there for the kids. Them.
You said KFC chicken. Is it really?
Yeah, and the stuff them in the vehicle, you know.
And you haven't. You have no leads so far. I mean, have you filed your report?
No. Because when them drive off, I went inside and use my phone and call 119.
Yeah.
And then I get them and I tell them, and about 10, 15 minutes them came. But remember that Elsha Road is a main road.
Very much so.
Just one way in, one way out.
Right.
So at the time, but you know, Nikki, me not really drive more than so, you know. Me not really, because you know, me not like to drive.
Well, that's the thing I was telling the listeners. That's what I was telling my listeners. I was very confused when you made that post, especially when I saw something, when you actually responded to me this morning. You said that you don't even want to go on the road. You don't really drive.
Yeah.
You're just a worker bee. Like, anywhere I see you, you're always somewhere in an environment
of
work.
Yeah, because more time I go to the studio, I'm going to go to my commercial.
Yeah.
Like, I know me do all for commercial, and me do all for ads and them.
You're the vibe master.
People, right, and then over people call me and I do mixes and all them things there, so and anything pertaining, if them want music and everybody want music and so, and them want the music get played and all them things, and I do them thing there, so
right.
Now it's not only playing the sound system, but we do other things, you know.
You do a lot of things.
I have a lot of jobs doing, so no, me do it now, but to how it happened now, it's like the whole entire place now is just extremely quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody here
Yeah.
And it's like they must say, well, if a G-Force happened to, well, it can't be anybody.
That is the problem, right there.
I'm not the first entertainer it really happened to. You understand?
That's not a point, though. G-Force, I know you're not the first entertainer for it to happen to, but everybody and their mother knows that G-Force is a positive entity. Like, you are always one of the most...
Yeah, man, they book up on camera crews and me talk to the people, man, when I eat them breakfast. Remember, me, I'll quiet the whole entire ship and tell them, say, yo, me, I pay for everything.
Yeah.
And the whole ship laugh and all them things. I will get joke away.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
so it's just that. But you say people don't understand, you know. You say, remember, say, we watch TV, I will see them thing there and all, yeah, and stuff there. So, but when it happened to you now, it's a different feeling.
Yeah.
It's a different totally feeling. I can't tell it. It's a different feeling.
I told the listeners that being robbed is one thing, but when people rob you, they're robbing more than a material item. They rob you mentally.
Remember, say, no, you're pointing a gun at you, you know.
Yeah.
It's different from just having the gun in your hand and hang down, you know.
Yeah.
You understand?
It's in your face. You see life.
That, you know.
Yeah.
If somebody grab you out and pull you out and dash up on the ground and walk away and go in and drive with that, that's different. But when the person point on you, you know. And I say, yo, don't shoot.
Okay.
Don't shoot. And I say, load. But I like me, I say, like a little baby or nothing. I say, load. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember saying, to Wagwan, a lot of people go through things like this.
Very much so.
A lot of people, but when you have somebody who is popular now and it happened now, people realize that this thing is real, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Remember, say you have people walk and man just come and take out them cell phone from them. You can't walk with your cell phone and all them things there.
Yeah.
Because a good thing me have my cell right now. You can get to talk to me. I'm alive and well.
Yes.
You can talk to me. Because guess what now? The other phone them use them and do my business. Me do my videos and all them things there.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
Right. So people for the understand and then me concern about my youth them.
Mm.
Yeah, me concerned. You know what I always talk about my youth, them and
always,
all them thing there.
Always.
Yeah, people know me involved and help youth and all them thing there. Me time I jump on my bus. Every day in New York, I jump on my bus and go and go. Give you the car to come for me in England, Canada, anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And Jamaica, so every day in Jamaica, why me can't go on a bus with the public? So me go on a bus more time.
Yeah.
And my daily movements, that you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But you see, when you're in a vehicle, it is much different because you're parked here. Somebody just come over you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just have the gun. Yeah, that's a different feeling and nobody else can there. When you're in the public, you know, it is. If something for happen, it will happen in front of the public.
It is.
But when you alone, nobody there, apart from God, there has to have one.
Amen.
Me saying, yo, first reaction, don't shoot,
yeah,
don't shoot.
Yeah.
Come, put up my hand like this, you know, I put up my hand forward, you know, my left hand up, you know.
Yeah.
Because me turn left, because normally anything I do, I don't really use my right. Because my right, I'm a work.
Yeah.
But my left, me more push out, yeah?
Right.
You understand? So when me, I look up in the 38, when me look, I let's see, me, a cowboy show a gun that, because when the police them ask me what kind of gun, I would say that it's that type of gun. You understand?
Jeez.
Yeah.